How are you doing, everybody? Jonathan here, and in this video, I'm going to talk about what to do when your client says that they're starting to lose motivation. Now, the number one thing that you have to understand is, in reality, when a client says that they're starting to lose motivation, the truth is they're really like one step away from canceling their agreement with you as a personal trainer or as a bootcamp owner, because they are losing their feeling of belongingness or losing their feeling of validation. You have to understand that most people, when they decide to engage in some kind of fitness activity, I found in a lot of the cases, they're also looking for some kind of validation or some form of identity through your services and through the outcome that your services will bring. So they may not feel that they have their same standing in their social circle. They may not be getting attention from their significant other. They may feel bored with their current life situation, and they're looking for that change. So they decide that the one thing that they always have control over is their bodies. So they employ you, you know, everything is going well. And then after some period of time, they tell you that they're starting to lose their motivation. So I want to give you a couple of things to address and how you can possibly save this client, because the truth is they may be halfway out the door. Now, the number one thing that you have to understand when it comes to your clients and personal training is that the clients have to feel that they belong to you. I think too often after you've trained a client for too long, they just start to become routine. And people are very emotionally attached to that feeling that they got when it was new, when it was fresh, when you treated them like they were the only client on earth. So you may want to check how you relate with your client. Have things come to be very routine? Are you spicing up the workout? Are you changing things up? Are you bringing in new challenges? When you start to treat your client like they're just another client, they catch wind of that and they no longer have that novelty. They no longer have the validation that your training once got them. So how are we going to combat that? There are a couple of things that we can do to give them the validation. Number one, when you post on Instagram, are you highlighting your client? Are you recognizing your client publicly? Are you boasting about your client? Are you giving them the attention that training with you brings? Because that gives them a higher social standing, either among your clients currently or among their own personal training circle. So they can say, hey, look at what I accomplished based on what my trainer is saying about. Another thing that causes a client to lose motivation is lack of results. So again, very often clients will be happy with the first 2 or 3 pounds that they lose when they first start to train with you. But you have to remember that they also came in with a specific goal in mind. They came with a specific idea of what you would help them achieve. And you know, sometimes when you get too comfortable with a client, you kind of let them fall by the wayside. You no longer hold them as accountable as you did in the beginning. So a month passes by, 2 months pass by, and they haven't changed physically. There's no real change in their body composition. There's really no change on the scale. So the client starts to wonder, you know, what exactly am I doing this for? I'm just kind of going through the motions. People like to see change. Change is exciting. Change makes you want to come back. And when you don't give them that kind of change, all of a sudden they think that they can get change elsewhere. So what will they do? They may go to another gym, or they may just pursue another hobby altogether. So how do you combat this? This also helps with keeping the client motivated, is stay on top of their goals. I think too often trainers train with just the focus of the workout in mind. I don't think they focus on the large program, a grand scheme of things. I never really understood how trainers train without clipboards or without some kind of device to track how the client is moving along and how they're progressing, so that you can say, hey, you did this last time, let's go for this time. That's what keeps the workout exciting, even if the workout doesn't change. It's how your client relates to the workout, how they perform when given the opportunity, that will motivate them, that will make them want to come back. The last thing I would suggest is you make variations to the workout if the situation warrants that. Make sure to address the first couple of things first. Keep them accountable, you know, give them a lot of praise, give them new goals, give them something to shoot for, take their measurement, and then you're gonna have a client that wants to constantly see you and constantly re-sign up with you. You have to understand that you're a personal trainer, so more than anything else, you have to be personal with this client. You have to make connections with this client, because this is a largely saturated market. They can get a workout anywhere they want, and there's tons of competition, especially in the US where, you know, training is unregulated. The next trainer is right around the street, and if you don't give them that validation, they'll definitely get it somewhere else. So do your due diligence. I would never give you advice without giving you some resources that you can use in order to implement my advice. The number one resource, if you check out my 5 tips on what to put on the Instagram page right here, you can definitely watch that video and it will show you some things that you might want to include for your client when it comes to tagging and when it comes to putting them on Instagram. The next resource, if you go to jonathanfitpro.com, you can go to the free personal trainer downloads, and in there you'll find one of the downloads for a personal trainer track sheet. It's essentially an Excel sheet that you can use for your client so that you can track their workouts so that the next time they come in, you can say, hey, Mary, you did 12 push-ups last time in 60 seconds. Let's go for, 15 push-ups in 60 seconds to keep the motivation going. For those of you that have issues with client management and want to take their measurements more often, you can make use of my web application, my FitPro calculator. If you go to this link, or if you click on the FitPro calculator icon in the navigation buttons below, it will take you over to the video to learn how to use it. It's essentially a report card for your clients. That way you can take their weight, their body fat, their girth measurements. It's color coordinated. It shows them their goals. You can print it out for them, and then they can see that their time with you is time well spent. And finally, if you're having difficulty spicing up your workouts, you can go to my online course at udemy.com. It gives workouts for boot camps that can also be implemented into small group or personal training. And then you can click on that video up there to learn more about it, or the navigation button down below. So I have a lot of resources out there, but first and foremost, just make your client feel loved. I guarantee you won't have an issue with them losing motivation. So that's about it. Never lose your clients over something easy like caring. And I'll always do my best to provide you with information. So the best thing that you can do if you always want information on this channel is to hover over that icon right there, and then you'll be able to click on the subscribe button without interrupting the video. Subscribe to this channel as it's dedicated toward helping fitness professionals become better at their craft. And I'm always going to do my best to provide you information every Wednesday and every Sunday, or as soon as I can get to it at 8 p.m. So as always, remember to eat healthy, hydrate, drive safe. Stress levels low, get rest. Don't slap anybody. Love your clients. They will love you back. I'll see you all tomorrow or the next day. And you have a good one. FaceTime is possible. I truly look at it as I need more FaceTime with you to make sure that you get to your goal. And the great news is most clients need as much FaceTime as possible anyway, especially in the beginning. So let's talk about what you're doing now, what you're going to do and say to help this client upgrade, and alternate routes that you can take just in case extra personal training might be out of your client's budget. Now, while we're on the topic of budgets, I understand that in personal training, we get jaded at charging $50, $60, $70 an hour, but we have